Shish, sir. May plano ko.
Ano plano mo?
I-prank natin yung guest natin.
Anong prank?
Edi ano,
chapi-chapihan.
Oo, chapi-chapihan.
True. Tingnan natin kung sukatin natin ang communication skills.
Team patience.
Hello. Sana pwede pala sa kotse, sana nasa kotse na lang ako para pareho tayo.
Ano?
Nag-freeze siya.
Naka-freeze ka.
Ah, teka lang.
Hello.
Nawala ata. Nawala ata siya.
Hello ba?
Tayo lang natin. Ayan.
Ayan, ayan.
Ayun, bumalik. Ayun, bumalik. Pasalitain mo.
Wala? Hello? Wala?
Hello? Okay na. Parang meron na. Okay na. Kerry.
Ah, okay na. Okay na. Na-prank ka na namin.
Maayong buntag, Erenatics! Alexis D.I.
Ako si Jojo.
At ako naman si Carl.
At ito ang Erena Nga
Podcast! Episode 33!
Oh my God!
Siyaks ang hirap sabihin.
33! And this is our second series ng ating Life Skills We Never Know We Needed.
Last week,
pinag-usapan natin ang idea about grit with VMJJ Santos. And now, meron na naman tayong isang life skill na pag-uusapan with our very special guest na prinank natin kanina.
Yeah!
Talaga marama. Pero bago natin makilala ang ating guest sa araw na ito, ay ako ay may tanong sa inyong dalawa.
Ano yan?
Jojo and Carl and Alex, sabihin ko.
Namaya, tanongin din natin.
Parang namali din ako. Ito, sakto-sakto, tama nga naman ang tanong ko. Kayo ba ay na-wrong-send na?
Na-wrong-send? Ako?
Ikaw muna.
Hindi ko na matandaan. Actually, hindi ko na matandaan.
Kasi hindi ka malihin.
Hindi ka malihin?
Hindi.
Oh,
hindi ako,
hello,
hindi ako
malihin.
Actually,
parang very, wala ako matandaan na moment na wrong sense siya sa akin.
Oo, wala.
Ang careful niya.
Talaga nga naman. Skill niya.
Yes,
ako na wrong sense. Bago ikaw, kasi alam ko may ano ka meron kang extreme kwento dito eh. Ako ay na wrong sense na syempre. At yung mga wrong sense na yon ay mga nagbubunga ng mga pag-aawa.
Yung
mga mali. Talaga nga naman. Na papahamak ka.
Kaya ano ka din, no? Careless ka din sa mga ganyan talaga.
Kasi minsan, mga yung bardagol ka na ano, tapos, nako, talaga nga naman.
Many beses.
Ikaw?
Meron akong major wrong send talaga. Kasi ito, kachat ko to no, nung nasa ibang bansa pa siya. Tapos may pinagdadaanan ako na mabigat talaga ng mga panahon na yun.
Okay.
Tapos ako na, tingnan mo, Alexis, sinabi niya to sa akin, ganyan. Screen cap ako. Yung in-screen cap ko, na-send ko doon sa ano, sa pinagkuhanan ko ng screen cap. Pero ang catch, buti na lang talaga, mabagal yung internet namin. So mabagal yung internet namin, katabi ko yung wifi, hinugot ko yung wifi, tapos wala pang unsend noong mga panahon na yun.
Oo, wala pa dati.
Wala pang unsend doon. So ako sabi ko, pinatay ko yung phone ko, hinugot ko yung wifi. Tapos sabi ko, sorry, hindi ko alam kung nag-send.
Actually, ang vivid pa nung memory niya sa akin.
Teka, ikwento mo sa akin yan mamaya. Ako sino yan ah.
Oo.
Ang vivid nung memory sa akin kung paano natataranta si Carl na gusto na niyang i-end yung lahat. Kasi na i-shut down lahat.
Sabi ko sa kanya, wala na. Sabi ko, I'm dead. Wala na talaga. Sabi ko siguro, i-face ko na lang yung mga consequences na to. Andun na kami sa usapan na gano'n. Sige, i-explain ko na lang kung bakit ko nagawa yun, ganyan. Tapos alam mo, pagbukas ko ng Facebook,
hindi siya.
Nawala siya.
Yung merong exclamation point sa gilid.
Kahit exclamation
point. Paano kang na-send?
Baka wala siguro tayo recording ngayon. Baka wala recording ngayon na lang nangyayari. As in, wala ko sa ngayong buhay ko na ganito.
Oo. Eh, bakit mo naman ulit na tanong?
Eh, kasi nga, ere na nga, medyo malapit doon ang ating pag-uusapan. Dahil din napapanahon din, importante to, I believe, kailangan natin siyang itakel. At kasi na-neglect or na babaliwala natin yung ganitong topic.
Oo, lalong-lalo na ngayon. We're in the global pandemic. Ang mga tao ay nag-shift na talaga into virtual meetings, virtual conversations, virtual connections. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, sa face-to-face nga na interaction, nagkakaroon pa rin ng hindi pagkakaintindihan. Lalo pa kaya na nag-evolve na tayo into the digital age. So, ang pag-uusapan natin tonight is miscommunication in the digital age. And we have a very special guest tonight na makakasama natin sa ating masayang kwentuhan.
Tama. So, allow me to introduce ang ating special guest na to. As in, inistock ko pa talaga yung LinkedIn. Para lang. So, our special guest is currently the Executive Director of Association of Young Environmental Journalists, a youth-led environmental nonprofit working to engage and educate civil society on environmental sustainability through youth development and media training. So, he was also selected and recognized by the European Commission as a Young Leader for Development at the European Development Days, or EDD 2019, where he served on climate change and environmental inequalities. Grabe, nag-present lang naman siya sa Europe at siya yung pinaka-baguette, siya yung pinaka-bata na.
Sorry.
But above all of this, siya isang influencer, Eleganza!
Oo, napapanood ko to sa TikTok. Diba? Eh.
Serving you TikTok skills.
Napapanood ko to eh.
Diba? Serving you Twitter wisdom.
Yes.
And viral FB posts.
Oo,
huwag na natin patagalin pa. Please welcome our guest, Val Angel Vestine!
Welcome to the show! Hello, na nga. Grabe yung pa-introduction sa akin. Oh. Ang taas na expectation siguro ng listeners. Wala talaga akong kwenta.
Uy, okay. Hindi ah. Grabe, isa sa young leaders na nag-present sa Europe.
Oo, Europa yun.
Oo. Oh. Oh. At sa America din.
At sa America.
At sa Korea din.
Ang oh, grabe.
Hindi ka paggawa ng monumento, di ba? Total, grabe.
And prior to tonight, meron din siyang mga speaking engagement buong araw.
Sorry. Starting pinagbigyan niya tayo. Talaga naman lakas natin.
Nakakahiya. Talaga naman ang mga labada din ito. Ano din talaga.
Day, kasi sobrang honored din ako na ma-invite kasi fan ako ninyo. Tama ba yung kadalang? Una, nakikinig ako sa Erin na nga. Sobrang saya ng conversations niyo. It's raw, it's authentic, and it makes sense. So it's my honor to really be here.
Oh. How are you this pandemic? Anong pinagkakabalahan mo?
Ay, kamusta ako? I'm languishing. Ayan, ganito niyo yung time na article ko nabasa niyo. I'm not necessarily okay and I'm not necessarily rock bottom. So okay lang, like languishing. Hindi ko din alam anong ibig sabihin nun, basta
yun. Uy, ganda yun ha?
Ganda.
Ang ganda yung term.
Hindi na nga ako nag-react. Ano ang wishing na yun?
Kumbaga parang hindi ka naman nasa best ano mo, hindi ka nasa best na well-being mo, pero hindi rin naman considered as your lowest or your ano worst.
Ayan. Exactly.
Sapat lang.
Took the word right out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Dito din sa pandemic na to, tama ba? Nung nagkaroon ng global pandemic, dito ka rin nagkaroon ng rise sa TikTok. Tama ba? Ngayon siya o dati pa?
Super tama. Like, I was, hindi naman sa anti-TikTok, pero hindi talaga ako mahilig mag-TikTok noon kasi nakikita ko TikTok, parang wow, puro sayo-sayo lang.
Correct.
Sabi ko, grabe naman kayo. Tapos, pagka-pandemic, nag-resign ako sa trabaho ko, tapos mag-full-time sa IEDGE.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this happened before the pandemic. Tapos nangyari yung pandemic. Lahat ng mga proyekto na-cancel, na-postpone. So, I was kind of like, okay, nag-resign ako sa trabaho ko for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so para I was so frustrated and I did not have an outlet. Kasi ako, I don't like talking about sadness or my negative emotions to people. I just wanna experience it and then talk to people about it pagkatapos na ko na, kapag na-daanan ko na. So I found TikTok. It was around siguro April or May. And I was just having fun with TikTok. Wala akong magawa. And then I wanted to talk about quarantines initially.
Uh-huh.
Kasi 2020. Kayo ba? Nagka-quarantine ba kayo sa 2020?
Naku, yes wala. Or no? Kami magkakasama lagi eh.
Hindi siya sumagot, wala, diba?
Ba? So, ay, parang di mo gusto sagutin.
Choppy ka!
ayun na nga. So parang I wanted to give myself advice. Parang reminder sa sarili ko na wag paloko sa quarantine, sa fling. Kasi quarantine fling lang to. It's a time when you're looking for companionship. And our emotions are so high. And so I wanted to remind myself. So I recorded a video of myself. And I realized this while I was washing dishes. So I recorded myself. And that's when parang I exploded or like nagsimula sa TikTok.
Ah, grabe. Super, very accident lang pala talaga. And back then, wala namang masyadong TikTok videos na about yung alam mo yung nagsasay tayo ng giving inspiration sa ano, puro sayaw lang talaga. Mm-hmm. Kaya breath of fresh air talaga yung ano nila, yung ginawa ni Val sa TikTok. True.
At saka ang dami nakarelate.
Correct.
Sobrang dami.
Nakarelate ka ba?
Choppy ka din.
Choppy ka personally.
Alam nyo, madaming nakarelate pero madami ding hate. Madami din akong tanggap na hate and bashing sa iba't ibang content na nagawa ko. Especially yung content about labels.
Uh-huh.
Sobrang dami kong hate na na-receive nun. Kasi yung point ko sa video, dapat may label, ganun-ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos madami sa Twitter ang nagbabash sa akin na hindi naman importante yung label, etc., etc. So, everybody has something to say.
Correct.
Talaga. And it's okay. Part of life.
Mm. And also, parang miscommunication na din yun eh. Kasi they don't know you personally. Tapos, very mm-hmm. digital lang yung approach. And TikTok, very ano lang.
Short. Yeah, you only have less than a minute to explain yourself.
Yeah.
You cannot give context in a minute, diba?
Tama. And within that short period of time, i-judge ka na nila. Depende sa sinabi mo.
First, 10 seconds.
Correct.
Oo. Correct. Kaya yun yung pag-uusapan natin tonight. How to avoid miscommunication in the digital world. Diba? So, nag-list tayo. Tapos, hingin lang natin yung mga insights ni Val kung agree siya dito sa mga list na to on how to avoid miscommunication. Tapos, tanungin na din namin ikaw kung meron kang mga experiences in the past, kung meron man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, so to begin with, first in our list is mag-message ayon sa pagkakakilanlan, lagyan ng emoji kung kinakailangan.
Best in slogan tong listahan,
diba?
Pang slogan contest talaga.
Okay, Val, the question is, do you believe in the power of emojis?
Super, super. Like, kasi a lot of our messages, a lot of our intentions get lost through text. Through just plain text, chat messages, etc. I think emojis really put life into our text.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi sobrang bland kasi. And a text with a text on its own na galit ka pala, pero it's going to be received as indifference, for example. But when you put that emoji to show that you're angry, it will really come through.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, emojis, super powerful. Changes everything.
What's your favorite emoji?
Yung favorite emoji ko, yung puppy eyes.
Kasi parang puppy. Ikaw, Carl.
Papa cute.
Ano ba sa akin? A yellow heart. Yeah, I like yellow heart.
Ako ngayon yung Tina Burner.
Tina Burner, actually.
Yung apoy. Apoy
ako. Hindi ko alam kung
ikaw.
Sparkles.
Oh, nga, actually, kasi send ka din sa Sparkles.
Oy, alam mo, Al, yan yung paborito ko before Manifest trend happened on Twitter. Alam mo yung Sparkle... It's the sparkle, it's the all for me, parang ganun. Paborito ko din yan, ginagamit ko din.
Lagi namin ginagamit, kahit sa office, yung sparkle. Para mag-agree ka, parang kailangan.
Speaking of office, Val, sa mga, do you think the use of emoji sa mga, let's say, a formal email or a formal conversation with a higher a boss or something, sa tingin mo okay lang gumamit ng emojis?
The straight answer is no. Do not use emojis. Do number one, people you don't know. And number two, really to people that are in the hierarchy of work higher than you, professionals especially. Professional emails, huwag kayong maglagay ng emojis. Kasi it might feel too familiar, like over-familiarity breeds disrespect. And if this is the first time you are meeting them, especially if they're a person in authority, baka the emoji will not work as much as you wanted it to. Even though the intentions initially is maganda. Hindi talaga. No, no, no for emojis for professional emails.
Agree.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Agree naman.
Yeah, I think basic yon sa lahat ng corporations or any organizations na parang hindi naman tayo tinuruan din nung when we were studying na parang wala siya sa part of email na insert emoji.
Gagawa ng cover letter, may smiley. Star.
I hope this email finds you well, Tina Burner emoji. Hindi lang yun, parang ano.
Burner! So no siya sa paggamit ng emoji sa professional conversation during email. Pero pag okay lang, kapag friends, magamit ka talaga ng emoji.
Super nagagamit ako ng emoji. Meron akong friend na sabi niya hindi siya masyadong nag-emoji dahil takot siyang ma-judge na sabihan na siya na jejemon. Sabi ko, oh my god, no, emojis are top tier emotion, showing of emotion. Pero sa kanya din yan. So, there are people like that who prefer not to use emojis kasi to them, it's corny, childish, or jejemon. Pero that's them. How boring.
Grabe! Eh, bali ano, back in the day, nung keypad phones pa lang tayo, anong ginagamit
feeling nyo? Feeling ko yun yung ano, yun yung backstory din nun. Kasi ako, noon ako cornyhan ako dun sa maraming mga smiley-smiley. Oh, yeah. Noon sa text. Mm-hmm. Tapos, nung nag-transition na to mga emojis, parang happy naman na may emoji. Na, kasi may mukha. Unlike nung talaga may mga pusa pa noon, mga araw-araw.
Ganyan pag nag-GGM ka.
Ang corny talaga noon. Yung mga
perform ka ng image using mga comma, punctuation marks.
Ang effort talaga noon.
Oh my God. Sobrang guilty ako niyan. Sobrang guilty. Especially sa mga GM. Ako, just nung ganyan. Dapat the tatlong scroll down para makita lahat ng comma and spaces. Ganun.
May signature pa yan sa ilalim.
Correct. Ano ka ba? Kasama natin ang clan leader.
Naging clan leader. Ang sun cellular.
Naging ano ka ba? Naging part ka ba ng clan before?
Super. Naging part ako ng clan. Hindi ko lang maalala kung ano na ang pangalan. Pero oo. Ang dami kong jowa. Ang dami kong kilala sa clan na hindi ko kilala. Talaga. Alam mo yun?
Ang dami mo ginawa sa clan.
Totoo. Talaga nga naman.
Alam mo, sa'yo nag-originate ang ano eh, Clash of Clans talaga. Sa mga ginawa mo sa
clan. Nakita-kita sa EB, no? Oh. Sabi, oh, inano ko din ni Val.
Siya mo yan. Chari, yan ah.
Correct.
Pero gusto ko lang insert to na ang pinaka ayaw po quote unquote na emoji yung smiley tas yung nakaganan lang. Yung smiley yung na gano'n.
Ginamit niya kanina sa
akin. Laging ginagamit ni Jojo yun. Tapos kinu-call out ko siya, sabi ko, ano ba yung emoji mo? Parang walang emosyon. Gusto ko yung smiley na Diba?
Yun yung masaya. Smile na tame lang na ano.
Lang, feel ko yung emoji na yan, yung pinaka-passive-aggressive na emoji. Correct. If there's a title for it, dapat yan. Passive-aggressive emoji.
Yung ganyan yun.
Totoo. Yung parang, what do you mean? Masaya ka ba? Or na-offend ba kita? Ano ba?
Ay, defend mo naman yung emoji mo.
Hindi, may nabasa ako. Alam mo ba yung emoji natin na haha?
Oo.
Val, Gen Z ka ba? Or pasok ka pa sa millennial?
Millennial. Miss ko. Millennial.
Oh, dinidespise na daw ng Gen Z yung haha na emoji. Yung naka, yung parang triangle yung gano'n. Ha?
Paano?
Sorry. Parang ano, nakakornihan na daw sila at nababaduyan na daw sila. Dahil ang tunay na haha na daw ngayon or lol, laughing out loud ngayon, pinalit na nila yung skull emoji.
Skull.
Bungo.
As in bungo lang.
Oo, kasi daw pag laugh out loud ka, parang namamatay ka, kakatawa. So, patay, bungo. So, that's the new lol emoji.
Ang layo. Pero syempre. Sige, okay.
Kayo
tapos,
yan.
Cut to puro bungo-bungo na rin tayo. Yung mga tito nyo na, okay, sabo, sige, tapos bungo-bungo. Ayun, so medyo napahaba tayo sa number one pa lang, no? Na medyo nagkakasayahan
tayo. Ang sayang, ano, ibalikan.
Correct. Yeah, sabi nga ni Val, it's a no-no kapag ka formal or someone na hindi mo pa kakilala.
It's a yes-yes.
Kapag ka...
Pag friends, okay. Kung gusto mo ipakita yung emotion mo, totoo yeah. kasi nakakatulong talaga.
Sobrang benta ka sa akin na.
So the use of emoji is also a responsibility.
Ah, yes. Diba?
Sabi nga ni Ate Kat, I work with a lot. Great
emoji comes great responsibility.
Yes.
So huwag masyadong abusuhin yung emoji, pero gamitin din naman in moderation.
Yeah! Ate Kat, Ate Kat.
Diba? Ate Kat yan. Ate Kat. Good okay. luck na lang sa'yo, Rabia.
Charot.
Next segue pa. Ayan, number two, ano naman masasabi mo dito, Val? Ito na ang slogan number two. Typos ay iwasan, mag-proofread kung kinakailangan. Yung mga typo? Typographical kineme. Ano na masasabi mo dun? Choppy ka.
Choppy ka.
Hindi, nag-iisip sa kaya ako. I have a friend, like, typos for me, like, occasionally, natatypo naman din tayo, di ba? And it's normal. Okay. And there's autocorrect to fix that. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, taas yung tolerance level ko for typo. So, naiintindihan ko. As long as it's like, naiintindihan mo yung message, hindi mo naman kailangan i-call out. But, and this is a shout out to my best friend, but if you're in the middle of an important conversation, tapos parat, nagiging habit na ang mga typos. And hindi lang change in letter, hindi lang na naiiba yung letter, pero yung word completely. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, father, tapos yung na autocorrect to foster, tapos okay. naiiba yung konteksto at meaning ng message, naiinis talaga ako sa mga ganyan. So, naiinis ako sa best friend ko, sinasabi ko talaga sa kanya, na why don't you turn off your autocorrect at ayusin mo? Kasi, naiiba yung mga sinasabi mo at naiinis ako. Pero sa best friend ko lang naman yan. So, sa isa iba't ibang tao, okay lang ako sa typos. Mm-hmm. Pero kapag frequent na, parati na, parang nakakainis na.
Alam niya na. Kasi, ang typos, tama nga yung sinabi ni Val eh. Lalong-lalo na sa business world, ang typos, medyo iwasan din natin ng konti because typos talaga reflects our emotions.
Yes, and ibig sabihin, kapag may typo ka sa work or sa business side niya, hindi ka mula nag-effort na mag-proofread.
Alam mo sa amin, it's ano talaga yon, mapapagalitan ako kapag nagka-typo ako.
Sa amin din, sobrang big deal sa amin ng... Well, forgivable kapag minsan nga, totoo.
Kwentuhan, text, or chat.
Pero sa email, yun. When you're writing a letter, syempre parang respect din dun sa ano, sa pinagsasendan mo na, talaga ba, hindi mo man lang chinek yung email mo before sending it out to me, parang.
Mm-mm. And that's why Grammarly is so helpful.
Correct! Ginagamit ko din siya.
Correct, super.
O yung galing ha, kahit si Val na ano na siya, nag-Grammarly ka pa rin.
Talaga?
Oo. Tako din ako. Hindi ako perfecto. Char. Pero totoo yan. Because you type fast. Especially for writers that you just want to let out an idea. And so, you want to type as fast as possible. Kasi, for me, example, sa experience ko as a writer, the ideas come in and I have a few seconds to capture them and put them on my laptop. So, there is no time to review already, like the spelling, etc. So, Grammarly really, really helps me out.
Galing.
Pero siguro sa normal na conversation, kunyari yung chat, kunyari, depende rin sa kausap mo, kunyari kaibigan mo, yun nga, forgivable yun. Kaya lang, kunyari yung nanay mo, tas na typo ka, minsan matataranta sila, like, yun nga, pag nabago na yung message.
Ako, one time na typo ako, imbis na sabi ko regards, retards yung nalagay ko. Retards.
Oh my God.
Oh,
meron yun diba? Sa Facebook, yung what's your worst parang typo, ganyan, experience. Yung, andito na yung tito ko. yung nalagay niya. So, hindi tito.
Oh my God.
Yun, yung medyo bastos.
So ano? Nandito na yung...
Tita.
Tita.
tito yun. So, nalito na iba yung message.
Okay.
Totoo naman. Siyempre, anong tito? wala ka ng tito.
Dahil dyan, related yung number three natin na how to avoid digital miscommunication. Ang ating pangatlong slogan, Val, ay kung online makikipag-ugnayan, punctuation marks ay laging bantayan.
Grabe. Sino gumagawa ng mga slogan ninyo? Ang galing. Pwede pang branding ng DOH,
pang tema ng DepEd, di ba?
So, sino nga? Sagutin nyo.
Jojo!
Ang galing, Jojo. Okay.
Ayun, ikaw, very particular ka sa punctuation marks.
As a writer, yes, definitely. A period could mean the end of course, a period means the end of a sentence. If you want to continue writing your story, you put a comma. If you want to end a sentence, but not really end the sentence, it's a semicolon, it's an Oxford comma. Alam mo, so your use of punctuations really, really mean a lot in formal writing. Mm-hmm. But for me, in chat messaging, halos hindi ako gumagamit ng punctuations. With friends lang. Sa text, sa messenger chat, hindi ako gumagamit halos. Diba, Carl? Hindi ko alam. I don't use it. Why also? Because I have a friend, every time I use punctuation marks in our conversations, like period, mm-hmm. like, kamusta ka, question mark, or I'm good, period, feeling niya, galit ako when I use these punctuation marks. Yeah. So, since meron akong close friend na ganun yung interpretation sa akin when I use punctuation marks in casual chats lang sa messenger, hindi na ako gumagamit. So kahit kamusta ka, hindi na ako nagko-question mark.
Ang galing.
Parang no punctuation.
Ang galing. Parang sa chat or sa non-formal conversation, okay lang, acceptable na yung paggamit ng punctuation marks. Mm-hmm. Pero minsan, kware, I sent you, kware, sinabi ko sa'yo, Val, okay without punctuation mark. Versus okay, period. Parang yung okay, period, it sounds, yun nga, parang serious. Yung sabi ni Val kanina, parang galit ka, parang nag-iiba siya ng meaning sa isang maliit na character lang na nilagay mo. Do you agree?
So, ang ginagawa ko, okay, K, para cute. Para walang punctuation, pero madaming K's. Diba? Ang repetition of letters also changes the entire, like, word. Kung okay, okay, yun lang. Tapos okay, yy, pa-cute. Pero kung okay, a-a-a-a-y, parang okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's one word. That can mean a lot.
Yeah, rather than replying okay, I also reply parang okies. Tapos, yun, pinapahaba, repetitive of letters para ma-emphasize na okay ka talaga. As in, hindi siya yung okay na tapos na. Mm-hmm. Parang, okay.
Parang kasi extra character, extra effort. Na hindi mo basta nireplyan lang siya na okay.
Tsaka yung
parang sa buhay ko, yung mom ko lang ang may right. Sorry. Okay. Yung mom ko lang ang may right na mag-okay sa akin.
Correct. O kaya yung K, no? Nanay lang talaga.
Na yung salamat.
Yes.
Yan, lagi din ako noon. As in,
thank you.
Yan, as in. Super. So, super
parang ganun mo sinasabi siya, di ba?
Written while with justice.
Thank you. Tawang-tawa.
May emotion din na kasama. Oh, yung mapapahaba ng mga letters.
Oh,
kaya yung mga wow.
Hindi, pero yun nga, kunyari yung kasi feeling ko, kailangan ng punctuation mark. Kunyari yung kama, pag dire-diretso na yung, di ba, kwento ka minsan. Uh-oh. Tapos, parang hindi ka na humihinga. Pag binabasa mo, nahihingal ka din eh. Kapag wala. Mm-hmm. Ang ginagawa ko, hindi na ako nagpa-punctuation. Pero kunyari, eto na nga, send.
Tapos maraming bubbles. Send.
Yun ang ginagawa ko. Ako lang naman.
Chat bubbles. True. Ako, another paragraph.
Pagtapos na yung...
Oo. Para isang ganun lang. Medyo naiirita din kasi ako sa pap.
Ah, okay. Gagawin ko sa'yo.
Ako din, maano din ako. Masend din ako na, ere na nga. So, diba? Kanina. Di ba ganun ako magsend na?
Pero nakakainis din yun.
Style, totoo. Naiinis talaga. Kasi pag may sika ka, ere na nga. Dire-direction na. Oo. Na parang nakatulog na ako sa chika mo, be.
Correct.
Ang nakakainis yung... Alexis. Ay, tapos, nakita mo na, ano, hindi nag-reply. Ano kaya yung ibig sabihin nito? Ano gusto niya sabihin? Talaga nga naman. Shout out kay Andro.
Oh, no, si Andro gumagawa sa amin yan lagi.
Alexis. Yes, kuya.
Tapos hindi magre-reply, matagal.
Ano yun? Tawagan mo. Ay, talaga nga naman.
Oh. Ikaw, Val, anong favorite punctuation mark mo? Matanong ko lang.
Hindi ako nagpapakasin. Pero sometimes yung comma, yung madaming comma. Comma. Pakit lang.
Oh, parang yung sa nating friend, oh. Hindi siya nag-chat-chat sa amin dati nang hindi niya sinisimulan ng comma.comma.
Tapos yung sasabihin niya, tapos comma.comma sasabihin.
Yes.
Hanggang sa kinall out na namin siya.
Normal yan 10 years ago. Kailan ka hindi niyo hanggang ngayon?
Okay na, nagamot na.
Nagamot na.
Okay. Good.
Normal siya 10 years ago. Hindi ko yung ginagawa.
Kasi signature siya. Sa text.
Ah, sa text.
Oh, diba?
Bakit naman Jojo kung ganito kami?
Ay, sorry.
Naging president ka ng Central ka. Hindi mo alam yun.
Eh, hindi kami yung nagkagano. Ayun na nga.
Sobrang cool yung time na yun. If you have, you, parang, wow, ang galing mag-type sa keypad, .com/.com/.
Correct.
Sobrang cool mo na.
Nauso pa nga yung, ano, hello, period. Kamusta? Period ka, period.
Yeah.
Pero pag ngayon kung babalikan mo na, ang effort.
At saka yung kunwari, yung comma, @.com, signature kasi yun, si ano yung nag-chat.
Kahit number lang, number lang. Sabi ko, ay si ano to, siya to, si Bebe ko _ cutie pie.
Diba? Alright, so let's move on now to our point number 4. Sabi dito, sa mga urgent na katanungan, ang pangungulit ay iwasan.
Ito yung parang follow-up.
Thanks, pa.
Follow-up. Kapag nagpa-follow-up ka tapos you're being too makulit, is it acceptable? Yung parang ilang follow-ups ba ang kailangan mong isend? Mm-hmm. Sa tingin mo?
Kasi I'm not one to, I would want to not micromanage. So, usually I follow up a maximum of 3 times or 2 times. Mm-hmm. So one right after the meeting, just for a reminder. The second one, 5 days, 3 days before the deadline. And the last follow up is the day before the deadline. So mm-hmm. parang too much of that is like annoying. For me personally, ako lang.
Correct. Curious lang. Kasi ako, dilemma ko to eh. Paano ko ba susulat na nagpa-follow up ako politely na... Could you give us some correct words or phrases na pwede namin magamit?
You know, I've learned in emails especially, the shorter, the more straight to the point, the better. Like, I don't want to wax philosophy. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I just want to say, hello, I would just like to follow up on this request that I asked from our meeting last time. Looking forward to your response. Period. Mm-hmm. End of story. Kasi parang if you decorate it with prologue and epilogue and then prologue, parang nawawala yung intention eh. Parang, oh my gosh, ang bottom line lang naman ng email is follow up on the deliverable. So I think it's professional to just keep it the way it is. What do you need and when do you need it? But of course, be respectful about it.
Mm-hmm. Tama. Mm-hmm.
Kill your darlings, diba, sa mga ano.
Ay. Darling.
Kill your darling.
Why am I
that? Kayang patayin yung darling.
Hi! Pero tayo, on a non-professional level.
Siyempre, kukulitin ko kayo kapag may kailangan ako sa inyo. Tatawagan pa kita kapag kailangan ko na. Kunyari si Carl, ano ba ano dito? Kunyari may pay, may nakikisuyo sa kanya. Tapos kailangan na, Lolo, tatawagan ko na siya.
Ako din, kapag ka, tawag din ako. Yung kinipagawa ako.
Pero depende yun sa tao, siguro nga.
Si Val, are you, ikaw ba ang fina-follow up or ikaw ang lagi nagpa-follow up?
Siya ang fina, they want me to answer.
Is it a yes or a no?
Maraming nagpa-follow up sa kanya.
Talaga nga.
Pero at the same time, nagpa-follow up din siya. Did I get it right?
Nagpa-follow up ako sa maling tao habang madami ang nagpa-follow up dito. Ganun.
Pinaganda mo pa.
Kanya!
Parang, running an NGO, running my own startup media non-profit, no? Parang I'm also making it a culture to not follow up so much because it really speaks a lot about your work discipline, about the quality of work and the dedication that you have. If, for example, we have a meeting on Monday and the deadline of that deliverable is this Saturday, I won't bug you every single day for it. I will only expect it to arrive on a Saturday. And if it did not arrive on a Saturday, usually hindi na ako nakikinig ng excuses. This is just me as a manager on the managing level. Ah. Kasi parang it's either you were able to do it or you were not able to do it. And I'm guilty of that as well kasi madaming nagfa-follow up din sa akin in terms of work, ha? In terms of work. Kasi I've been languishing lately. Kasi sobrang bagal ng pag-submit ko ng mga requirements. So yeah, pina-follow up din ako.
Ayan, so eto na Val, ang last nating slogan ng ating i-judge mo, no? Number 5, kapag na-bad trip ka sa linyahan, magpalipas muna ng oras bago replyan.
Kuwari na
10 out of 10 for this slogan. Parang Office of the President.
Talaga nga naman.
Naano ka na? Na-disappoint ka na ba on an email? Or nagalit ka na ba once nang makabasa ka ng email?
Madaming beses. Super. And I was a very impatient, very temperamental person. And throughout, well, yung heartbreak ko sa past, which taught me meditation, and really valuing the power of pause. The power of pausing and the power of words. Kasi parang yung hateful words, yung anger mo, parang siyang when you get a toothpaste out of a tube, mahirap na siyang ibalik, diba, yung toothpaste inside the tube. So it's very that, expressing negative, especially angry and frustrated emotions, di mo na yun mababalik eh. What I can recall from this is, there was an incident where my student badmouthed me on Twitter, which is natural naman, but bad mouth to the point of hoping to curse me, hoping I die, telling me all the bad words you would tell your professor if you're super mad. And at that point, I was fuming, I was angry, and I could have replied then and there with also a very angry reply. But do you guys know when ako nag-reply? After 3 months.
I really,
it's like near the end of the semester, parang I took a step back. Kasi if you fight fire with fire, nothing, no one's gonna win it. You're both gonna lose. So kapag galit ka, it really pays a lot to step back from the situation for my end, because ang hirap i-manage ng anger ko, yung temperaments ko. So it takes me a longer time to try and process it. So after 3 months, I was able to email this student of mine, a very diplomatic, very warm, and very friendly email, trying to, you know, hold her accountable for what she did, but at the same time, not sounding angry. Because kung ako, galit ako, tapos galit siya sa akin, what would that make, how would that make me any different from her?
Mm-mm.
Na super galit, super wild, diba? So it's always that, when we try to fight with other people, when we try to get angry with other people, how will that make you different from them? Pareho lang kayo. Para kayong mga palengkero.
Kasi minsan, pag heightened talaga yung emotions, hindi talaga natin mapigilan. Ay, nalugi ako, dehado ako, kailangan kong bumawi. Babalikan kita. Lalo na on a professional level, kuwari na-escalate ka, tapos maraming nakakopy, tapos pinagalitan ka doon sa email na yun. Pero alam mo, hindi mo siya kasalanan.
I'm so guilty.
Sarap na mga boss, oh. Talagang
diba? Yeah. Pero paano yun? Yung sa kanya, nag-last ng 3 months. Pero let's say, ngayon, kailangan na niya ng reply. Mga ilan? Safest duration?
If it's work-related, within the day, you have to reply. Like within the day at least, before end of day, no? Pero again, before you reply, professionally speaking, before the end of the day, dapat naka-send ka na ng reply mo. But you still need that time to read the message, understand why they are angry, understand where that's coming from, and understand that it could be really your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And there could really be accountability on your end. Because the more you are comfortable and the more you accept that fact na, oo nga, parang my point nga yung galit niya sa akin. I understand where it's coming from. It's really all about compassion and empathy. Kapag it negative emotions of anger, frustration, and hate, the best remedy to that within yourself is compassion and empathy, right? If even if you have all the rights to be angry, even if you have all the rights to say, I'm gonna say bad words, but like, this is your fault. Why are you putting me into the picture? That's not gonna get you anywhere, mm-hmm. okay? So if it's compassion, if it's empathy and compassion, you understand, you know it's your fault, then accept it, take accountability for it, because most of the time, that will make you the bigger person, mm-hmm. whether or not it's your fault, mm-hmm. end of the day.
Well, well said.
Yeah, one thing also that I learned sa work, di ba, no matter how gaano man ka foul yung sinabi nung tao sa'yo, or napahiya ka man, or something like that, huwag mo siyang ibabalik, and lagi mong isipin na there are better ways para sabihin ng mas maayos yung isang bagay. Kasi lalo na kapag ka-email, kasi resibo yan eh. Mm-mm. So lahat ng iiwan mo sa email can be used against you. Mm-mm. So kahit galit na galit ka pa, kahit alam mong nako-compromise na yung mga values and ano mo, you have to reply properly. Kasi in the end, sino bang magmukhang talo sa inyo kapag ka nagpadala ka sa nararamdaman mo?
Correct.
So, yeah.
Reply properly, pero notice your sense of dignity pa rin. Okay. Like, you still have values, you still stand on solid ground, but you reply respectfully. Kasi baka ang pwede lang pala to, ganun din si, mm-hmm. si Val or si Carl, di ba? But no, you need to, okay, fine, I will be responsible, but still, I will stand my ground in the most respectful manner.
Yeah, pero, agree. Tama. And also, mahalaga din, na speak truthfully.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Kapag na nasa situation ka rin na ganun. Kasi minsan, di ba, we tend to defend ourselves na, I just did it kasi ganito, ganyan, ganyan.
Minsan, it's okay to apologize din naman eh. Oh. Na, or admit your mistakes. Pero, in the end of the letter or the email, you promise mo na hindi mo siya ulitin. And so, parang ganun. And same goes with social media. Katulad ng sinabi mo, nare-resibuhan na din ng social media ngayon. So, whatever super. We post, kahit i-delete natin yan, nasi-screenshot yan ng iba.
Huh.
So, kailangan i-reply. We reply talaga
pag-isipan.
Cautiously. Correct. Oh. Ayan, yun yung ating limang na lista. Val, and thank you so much for your insights. Pero bago yan, bago ka namin tuluyang hingan ng message about our topic for tonight, maglalaro muna tayo ng konting game. Number one, kasi diba, na factor ng miscommunication is the language.
Language barrier.
Correct. And ang gagawin mo lang, Val, magbibigay ka ng Visayan phrases or words, tapos we'll try to guess kung anong ibig sabihin nun
in Tagalog or in English.
Sige. The word is, or the phrase is, batignaw.
Sentence.
Batignaw.
Use it in a sentence.
Sentence. Uy, nakita mo na ba yung jowa ni Carl? Ay, hindi ko gusto kasi batignaw.
Pangit!
Tsaka.
Sararot!
Tama.
Ngayon ko lang narinig yun, yung batignaw.
Ay, no.
So, bati is bad. Nawong is face. So, bati of now.
Bati
of now. Ugly face.
Yung galing. Ang galing.
Okay. Next.
Next one is, wakay lami.
Masarap. Hindi masarap.
Wakay lami.
Hindi masarap.
Ang galing. Because,
lami is sarap.
Wai.
Tama sa natin. Tama sa natin.
Hindi.
Yes.
So the full phrase is wala kay lami. The shortcut is wa kay lami. Wala is none, ka is you, lami is sarap. So wala kay sam lami.
Galing. Wow, we're learning. Nakakatawa.
Meron ba lami jud kaayo.
Masarap.
Beg.
Sobrang masarap.
Lami jud kaayo.
Ay, galing.
Grabe yung mga statements mo, Al. Mga specific sa mga ganyan.
Naka-freeze ka.
Okay.
Last one.
This one. I think you know this one. Gihigog matikaw.
Mahal kita.
Kaya nga yung sinasabi.
Gusto ko yung nag-post talaga kayong lahat.
Ay, nirinig ko na yan. Nirinig ko na yan eh.
Pero yung totoong tanong, bakit alam nyo yan?
Commonly used.
Commonly used. Anong magandang response kapag sinabi yun sa'yo?
Wakay lang. Wakay
grabe naman yun.
Grabe, no? Ang dami nating napag-usapan tonight. Sa mga napag-usapan natin, anong mga takeaways nyo or mga favorite nyo, mga na-realize nyo along the way?
Oo, ako, bukod sa may motor sa background. Barrier din yan, no? Yung noise sa paligid. Kasi minsan hindi ka rin maintindihan, lalo na kapag meeting, kapag hindi maayos yung background mo. Pero, going sa ating takeaways for tonight. Ako, isa lang naman ang goal ng ng pakikipag-communicate eh. It's to be understood. So, kagaya nga ng sinabi ko kanina, pag face to face ang hirap. Ang hirap na i-convey yung message. Pero kaya dapat ngayon sa virtual world natin, maglagay tayo ng twice or even thrice effort para lang tayo maintindihan. And yun naman yung gusto natin, naiintindihan tayo para maiwasan yung miscommunication o yung hindi pagkakaintindihan sa both parties. So that's for me.
Ako, naalala ko yung tinuturo ng ating favorite teacher. Yung, di ba, may sender, medium, and receiver. The process of, ano tawag doon?
Models of communication.
Models of communication. So,
Erlo's model of communication.
Ayun. Talaga nga naman. So, ayun. So, siguro, yung sender ng message, ay maging responsible ka kung ano talaga yung gusto mong ibahagi. Kasi nasa iyo din yun. Na meron kang malaking responsibilidad kung ano yung ibibigay mong mensahe na tatanggapin ng receiver ng ano. Tapos yun, and dahil nga medyo nagbabago ng panahon, iba na. Dati, TV lang makikita ang komunikasyon, ang balita. Ngayon, ang dami na. Cellphone and every social media channels, pwede natin gamitin platform. And as a receiver din naman ng mensahe, siguro may responsibilidad din to process kung ano talaga yung correct message na minsan kasi na judge na natin yung mensahe. Mm-hmm. Yun nga, dahil nga walang emoji or ganito.
Or base sa pagkakakilanlan natin sa tao.
Oo, sa tao na nahusgahan at kasi nga nalilest na yung non-verbal
cues.
Cues, no? So, importante yun na bawat part noon ay may responsibilidad na dapat nating i-consider. Higit lalo ngayon in this time of digital keso.
Digital keso.
Sa akin naman, being able to communicate is a very big thing sa ating mga tao. Sobrang na-appreciate ko yung eto, na naiintindihan natin yung isa't isa at nai-express natin yung mga gusto natin sabihin. Imagine a world without communication. Parang, paano? Parang paano tayo? Anong mangyayari sa atin? And, yun, responsibility din siya. Hindi lang siya everyday use na wala lang. Na minsan kasi natitake for granted natin yung pakikipag-communicate natin. Minsan nga, ayaw pa natin kausap. Given the chance na may mga minsan man or minsan tinatamad tayong mag-reach out, tinatamad tayong kumausap ng isang tao. So a lot of things ay natitake for granted natin in terms of communication. But siguro in biblical perspective na lang din, sabi sa Proverbs, diba, evil words destroy one's friends, wise discernment rescues the godly. So be careful with the things that we are going to say kasi it gives life. So, diba, yung mga sinasabi natin, kumbaga ina-attract din natin kung ano yung mga possibilities na pwedeng mangyari. So let's use communication wisely. Alam mo yun, we can always, yun nga, kagaya yung sinabi ko kanina, we can always say things better. So use it wisely.
Sure. Yun, ikaw, ay choppy siya. Lapad siya sa akin. Choppy agad?
And then, sabi nyo na lahat, mag-closing na ako. Ito na ba yung ere na nga po? Lahat ng sinabi niyo. But something that, di ba sa SMCR na minention ni Al kanina, there's actually, in that model of communication, there's one last important letter that we tend to forget sometimes. You know what that is? SMCR?
Feedback?
F. Feedback. Yeah. The thing about communication is it's not just one way. It's really two way. And I give this sa mga talks ko when I speak on public speaking or communications for development. It's always the value of connecting with whoever you're speaking to. Because a conversation doesn't end with you just talking to one person. A conversation begins when you try to develop that connection with one person. Kasi yun na nga, nasabi ni Carl kanina, the power of your words, the power of tongue. When we speak with that in mind, with that desire in mind to be able to connect with that person, we will be able to speak genuinely. We will be able to speak truthfully because we want to build a genuine connection with them. Kasi nawawala yung value of communication kapag we just say what we want to say without the desire of wanting to connect with whoever we're speaking to. Whether it's someone we disagree with, whether it's someone that we love, whether it's someone that we respect, or whether it's a 5-year-old that we want to teach something to, the goal of communication is always to build that connection. Because it might be just the last time you will ever meet this person and you said unkind words. You want always to leave the room and be the kindest and most loving and most caring person in that room. You want to leave that mark. And communicating well and communicating not even excellently, but communicating well enough with good intentions, will make you that person in the room. That's it for me.
Galing!
Ladies and gentlemen, the vow was sealed.
Galing!
Daghang salamat sa inyong tanan, Alexis D.I.
Ako si Jojo.
Ako si Carl, kasama si...
Val Abel Castillo. Yes.
At ito ang Ere na nga
Podcast!